I'm Eric Brown for Focus on Central Ohio, and we are speaking with Leland Hubble, who is the former general manager of WGSF-TV, which operated in Newark from 1963 to about 1976. Leland, how did it all get started?
There were a number of people that wanted to bring instructional television to the Newark City schools, to bring also programs to the community. There were a number of things that were considered, and a lot of it came from the audiovisual media department of the schools. And later, they received a grant from the Game Slater family, which was the initial grant that made the station possible.
Leland, the TV station was only here for a short time. What exactly happened?
They started, first broadcast was on March 18th, 1963, and it was because of funding problems. Funding just was not possible from the community, and with the continuing changes in the public broadcasting system, it was going to require more money to keep operating. So several things fell in place in 1975 and 1976. The state was able to put in a translator station, which is still operating on Channel 31. The cable franchise was approved in Newark, which made it possible to broadcast to the entire community as well as to the school system with a lot less expense, and that is still ongoing.
Leland, what were some of the funnier things that happened at the TV station over the 13 years?
There were a number. I recall a time that I was on Wildcat Den, which is one of the popular shows, of course, sports with Jimmy Allen, and Coach Hoss Starr had just lost a big game, and Jimmy Allen asked him, well, what do you have to say about that, Coach? And our audio operator opened the wrong microphone. The comment was appropriate, but it wasn't from Coach Starr. There were times when flats would fall down, you know, the scenery would fall down in the middle of a show, things like that. There were really so many that went on because a lot of the, especially in the early days, the shows were all live, and if anything happened, it was on the air. So I had a friend come over from Columbus Station where I had worked, was observing the operation, and but you don't have this and that. Yeah, but don't tell them. They don't know any different. They're having a ball. We did not have videotape until 1968, and even then we never, during the entire history of the station, had what was used as a broadcast videotape recorder in other stations, but it was more of a sense of immediacy, I think. It was not a problem of having the students become accustomed to doing things live. That was the only thing they knew.
And you folks have a website as well, so people can log on and get reacquainted, right?
Yes, I've been trying to compile a history of a lot of photos, commentary. It's getting a lot of interest, especially since last year, last May, the old WGSF-TV mobile truck that we used that was donated by the Tommy Evans Foundation. And the truck seems to be the only existing truck of its type that contains the original equipment. It's now on display over in the early television museum, and this is getting a lot of hits from all over the world. people looking at that, among other things. But we're not getting big numbers, but we are seeing consistent hits on people that are bringing up questions about some of the older TV operations.